Okay, so you're here. You're a bit of a handful already, but like I'm sure that's just your normal personality. But like well, basically, your name's John. You run a reality TV show. This guy you know, Stu, was in last week, and like, and for him, like it was like I was really nervous. I was like, oh my gosh, like. But today I'm just like pretty laid back, you know. Like even though you. In some ways, you're a lot more intimidating because, you know, I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm going to say the wrong thing. He's going to beat me up when I'm not.
I'm just a big happy mongoloid. I know. It's all right. I'm kind of like baby.
No, I mean, on TV, you look big, but like in real life, you're huge. Like you're 6'5".
6'5", 265.
Yeah. And so I'm assuming that doesn't just, I mean, partly it comes naturally, but you spend a lot of time in the gym too.
Yeah, I probably spend 10 to 15 hours a week in the gym.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of time in the gym. Just as a preview, I'm pretty sure you're a good Catholic boy, so I'm guessing you're... Well, the question is, are you circumcised or not?
No.
No?
No, unsnipped.
Oh. Okay, well then that's the teaser for later. Like,
I've got so much foreskin, I get 8 skin. My idea of foreplay is the 20 minutes it takes to roll the sleeve back. I don't even wear rubbers, I just pull it out and tie it in a knot.
See, I have no idea whether you're serious or, like, totally...
No, I'm uncircumcised, okay. But I don't have, like, a fucking anteater trunk by any means.
Okay.
But, yeah. I used to have a fetish for fucking on roofs of houses.
Yeah.
There'd be a big party or cookout going on, and we'd get late at night, and I'd just throw whatever girlfriend on the roof, fuck her on the roof of the house, and just watch everyone down below while we do it.
So, yeah, so you get off on people watching?
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's nice to have that kind of urge. If someone's not watching, at least the thought of possibly being caught.
Right.
I mean, actually, fairly recently, I had sex on the beach during a hurricane. Rain, wind, whole 9 yards, sand blowing up fucking dirt stars, balloon knots, whatever you want.
Yeah, that sounds like, I mean, I'm assuming it was fairly quick, because, like, otherwise, like, you know, hurricane's not really, on the beach is not...
Well, it's a good time.
Most comfortable. I mean, yeah, but you know, like, I think...
Man up, Sally. Take a few waves, a little bit of rain.
Well, yeah, it's a good time. I just want to get it done, though. I mean, I wouldn't want to be like, let's be here for 30 minutes, you know, like...
I'm a connoisseur.
Okay. So what's your favorite sexual position?
Above and beyond everything? Probably a girl riding me reverse cowgirl while another girl sucks her clit. Not get beat around the bush.
No, that's fine.
Nothing better than banging a girl from behind while she's choking on a cock either, I mean.
Yeah. So, okay, well, this part of the interview, that's pretty much done, so...
Cool.
Now I guess you can go check out the nudie photos on your phone or whatever to...
Take a couple nervous pisses and all that good thing, you know.
So, yeah, because...
Maybe put a pinky in my ass if I'm failing squarely, who knows?
Okay, cool, dude. So when did you lose your virginity?
Lost my virginity when I was 15. Within probably a month after losing my virginity with that girl who was my girlfriend, I was cheating on her with two other girls. I'd take the bus off behind the grocery store, plow this one girl till her little sister got off the bus, then I'd hitchhike up to the center of town and bang this other, my actual girlfriend, until her parents got home at 7 p.m. from work. And then I'd spend the night at this girl tells whose mother worked the overnight shift, so.
Wow,
by the time I was 15, my first lay turned into 3 a day, bareback, no shower, gross shit.
So once you discovered it, you just went for it?
Yeah, pussy's kind of addictive, you know what I mean?
So, why don't you leave your underwear still on, but like, just sort of fluff it a little bit.
Alright.
And I'll quit talking to you, you can just focus on the TV.